Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day week. I hope you had a very awesome and blessed Mother's Day or made the best out of it this Sunday. And many of us will continue celebrating right this week. Happy belated Mother's Day, but Mother's Day week also. And congratulations to new NFLers, now professional football players, also everyone that have been were considered and drafted during the 2014 NFL draft. Congrats also to those that are still participating in the NBA playoffs also. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and this is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Motivating Monday. Today we'll be discussing the Small Business Expo Dallas. The Small Business Expo, that's the website, the Small Business .com Expo. If you have not seen the Facebook page or interact with the Biz Expo on Twitter, be sure to visit. You might be interested in exhibiting or, like I am, planning to do this Thursday in Dallas, effectively networking and attending workshops and seminars and just having a blast of a good time, effectively networking with others in the Dallas business world, in the international business world. When they come to a city nearby, you might want to exhibit your business, get a booth and a vendor booth, or get more involved as a sponsor. You can visit the business. The smallbusinessexpo.com. The tour was kicked off in Chicago on April 24th. And again, the second stop is in Dallas on this Thursday. Super excited for that also, May the 15th. So awesome. And I believe the next stop will be New York City. We will be in Mark Cuban, of course, in Mark Cuban city. But I know I didn't see where there would be a Shark Tank casting at the Dallas Small Business Expo, but in New York, they're asking for business owners to come out and schedule a time to audition for the show Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank, and that's pretty awesome. Other stops would be like San Francisco and Miami. I know in January of next year. That's in like 6 months, right? It's amazing. We're already halfway through the year. That is like unbelievable. Again, thank you for tuning in. We're also, it's Motivating Monday. Now let's talk about how we can maintain a healthy living lifestyle, right? Or resume a healthy living lifestyle, or begin a healthy living lifestyle. How do we maintain a healthy living lifestyle during this often spring and summertime? It's springtime and it's almost time to transition into summer. But how do we maintain a healthy lifestyle in spring and summer months during all this, you know, being exposed to such, you know, yummy food? We think we're exposed to yummy food during the Thanksgiving and holiday and Christmas and New Year holiday season, but this is spring and summertime where we can just, where we really want to look good, but at the same time, we want to eat good too, right? So we can eat good and healthy and are keeping everything in moderation. But how do we maintain that? Because people do, we talk about this often, you know, more than Monday. People like to offer you food or sometimes seasonal food. Sometimes this is the time when we eat our favorite foods because there are seasonal foods, especially in different parts of the country. their seasonal foods to eat. Because I'm going to take advantage of this and eat my favorite food because this is the season for it. So let's talk about that. But again, thank you for tuning in. Hello.
Gospel songs and
jazz songs. Also, I love jazz and ballads and all of that. I just love different genres, you know, from power ballads, rock ballads, to R&B ballads. And also more house music and more tunes from my favorite DJs, like DJ Swan of San Antonio, who's internationally known, and, of course, my friend DJ Slam. Also, he's in Sacramento, I mean, Sacramento, California. So a big shout-out to all of my friends and DJ Slam in Northern California, California, period. My friends in New York, like Divine Ellison, is an awesome DJ in New York that I love networking with. And my friends at Paisley Park and the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Tenhansen, Prince, Minneapolis Sound, Third Eye Girl, MPG. I mean, just shout out to everyone in the time. Oh, my God. And I'm counting down. It's almost time for the Essence Festival. Also, so I'm counting down the first time I will finally see Prince live in concert. So that should be an amazing, amazing good time. Amazing good time. And it should just be a blast. But again, the Small Business Expo. What is the Small Business Expo? It is the nation's largest business trade show, networking event, and conference dedicated to business owners and business professionals. The expo, like I said before, it kicked off in Chicago a few weeks ago, April 24th. I've been doing a lot of extensive networking with companies that are partnered with the Small Business Expo. Also, like Marketecture, I've been networking with. Please excuse me. Oh, yeah. I had to step out for a minute to excuse the noise background. Mike and Mike's talking about the draft and all of that. Michael Sam's making history. But I had to step out of my quietness for a minute, so excuse that. But, again, the first one was kicked off April 24th in Chicago. And, again, I've been having a blast on networking with partners of the Small Business Expo. For example, Marketecture. I've been talking to a lot of team players, especially Tim Smith, who will also be presenting at the expo. And the next one will be in Dallas on May the 15th at the Dallas Convention Center. Registration is free. The next one will be in New York on June the 12th, followed by San Francisco on September the 18th. And you can network with the Small Business Expo via Facebook, Twitter, Google One, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Now, there will be a free keynote presentation presented by Bill Walsh, and that will be from 4:30 to 6. And it will be called The 5 Keys to Building a Mega Successful Company. So that should be pretty awesome. And there are different passes of bronze, silver, gold, platinum passes also. And there's like a list of things to do. But you can register for free, and you could upgrade also for, you know, other if there's other things that you would like to be a part of. There's 25-plus workshops in each market. Again, the tour, it will be hitting 7 major cities. So I already hit one. Dallas is next on the checkoff list. 150-plus exhibitors in each market. And, again, there are a bronze, silver, gold, and platinum passes that people can obtain. Let's see. So I want to go more. I'm reading off of my iPhone, but all of a sudden the screen went into Google Maps. So I'm trying to get off of Google Maps and get back to talking about the Small Business Expo. And again, it's scheduled to be at the Dallas Convention Center, downtown Dallas. And you visit thesmallbusinessexpo.com. On Twitter, it's the Biz Expo. And it's all about help your business grow. Register for free for our Small Business Expo events in Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles. And I believe San Francisco, and I know Miami. Let's see. Yeah. New York is June the 12th, and San Francisco follows September the 18th. Boston will be October the 2nd. Los Angeles, November the 6th. Miami, January 15th. And back in Chicago, April 9th. So that should be cool. And they ask the question when it comes to exhibiting, does your company have a unique product and or service that helps a small business? Exhibit your company at the largest and only national business trade show and conference to small business owners where expo attendees shop for products and services from vendors like you. Our exhibitor hall has a wide range of exhibitors from startup to Fortune 500. So then also you can, if you want to be a part of a sponsorship, gain over 10 million brand impressions in just 1 year. Sponsoring Small Business Expo will put your brand in front of your exact target market. Thousands of the most influential decision makers in the country, our custom sponsorship packages fit any budget and are designed to help you reach your company's marketing goals. And then if you're interested in speaking at any of the workshops, do you have a business critical workshop topic that you want to share with other small business owners? Simply complete our speaker application and we will be in touch. Note, we suggest submitting your application for review at least 8 weeks prior to an event. And then if you are interested in partnering, like I said before, I've been networking effectively with many partners, especially Marketecture, VistaPrint, and others. Are you a Chamber of Commerce or nonprofit organization promoting and supporting small business in your area? We would love to work with you. And the Platinum Presenting Sponsor is Power Team International. Our goal is your success. And then their Platinum Sponsors are Emerge, 212 Boutique Virtual Space, Flint, GoDaddy, Zoho. Gold Sponsors are American Airlines, BlackBerry. I'm speaking into my BlackBerry now. Herman Miller, and scrolling through my iPhone, and my studio's on my iPad. Local Assets, Marketecture, New Star, Kane Life, Najavi Design Group, Staples Advantage, Texas U, TSU Energy, Verizon, Verizon Wireless, Vertical Response, Vocalocity, Yup, Zipcar, Publish, How to Publish and Grow Rich. Service sponsors are 24 Imprint, Accountant, Benchmark, Clear Channel. Yeah, that would look like Clear Channel. I believe that's Clear Channel. Dun and Bradstreet, Clear Channel. Big shout out to Robert Pittman, Jackson native, doing things. Dun and Bradstreet, Credibility Corporation, Franchise, EK, Finality, Goldman Sachs, 10,000 Small Businesses, Inside, Up, FBA, FedBiz, SS, Lucid, MSNBC, My PR Genie, NetGuard, New Line, Quill, Pay Attention, Real Intelligence, Real PBS, SpotPay, the Financial Exchange, 3M, VistaPrint, ePay, Keratin, GetResponse, Mighty Call React, BizTV, BizTalk Radio, RightSize, Resolute Catalyst, Mobile, Bank of America, ACPR, Uzi, PerfectTax, Mud Law. Big shout out to those sponsors. And I'm definitely looking forward to effectively networking. And again, Marketecture, I've been having a blast of a good time networking with them for about a month and a half before. But Boston was the first place, I believe, they kicked it off, and then Chicago. And now it's time for Big D. And if you're traveling to Dallas or in Dallas and want to attend and effectively network and learn more, I mean, at whatever level, big, if you're in big business, entrepreneurial, small business, attending this workshop, it appears that, you know, no one had a lot to gain and nothing to lose by attending. If it's just during your lunch hour, there's an amazing lunch hour event scheduled too. So if it's just coming through during your lunch hour, it seems like it would definitely be a very good investment in attending. Let's see. I'm going to get more. I have been looking at the last week I was studying the show guide. And what they're saying specifically about the Dallas Small Business Expo is that Dallas is largest and only B2B small business trade show. Small Business Expo brings together thousands of business owners and decision makers to network, attend business critical workshops, build new business relationships, and shop from vendors that provide unique products, services. Start up to a Fortune 500. This is a highly anticipated annual event that every business must attend. So I'm definitely looking forward to this. And the presenting sponsor is Black Card. Platinum presenting sponsor, Power Team International. And again, platinum sponsors are Emerge 212, Go Whole, gold sponsors, American Airlines, Modern Iron Mountain, Marketecture. Silver sponsors, 3M, American Express, Bank of America, Benchmark, Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio, Uzi, Vistaprint, and a few others. And again, Bill will also be the keynote speaker discussing the five keys to building a mega successful company. And that's going to be at the end of the day at, from 4:30 to 6. And then there's an after party schedule at Plush Dallas also. So even up into the night, it's going to be effective networking going on. So it's let's see. I'm just looking at some specific things. Oh, okay, I was checking out some other things more specific and in detail regarding the workshops. But look, time is running low, so if I really go into what the different, I mean, you visit the website and you click on the different passes that you might be interested in, because you can do the free access pass, where then you can, you know, upgrade and be more specific and get more perks also.
Morning.
Well, I love that song. I love all of OK Ricky's songs. He and I have been effectively networking with one another for like 3-4 years initially on YouTube, and he would just send me such amazing songs and videos. And I just, when I began hosting here on Block Talk Radio, I just had to include his songs. And he told me a few months ago he's ready to return and talk with us and visit with us. He's an amazing, talented, multi-talented artist and father and husband. And I love the way he just talks about, you know, the Lord and putting God first in his life. And all guests that have been on the show, I love the life stories of success, if it's music or small business or just living life. And that song, we're always in forgiveness mode, seeking forgiveness mode, aren't we? You know, sometimes we might say, well, I haven't done anything, but we're always in forgiveness mode because what knowingly and unknowingly, it's the things that we unknowingly do that we must always seek for forgiveness of our soul, right? Because many times we might say, well, I haven't done anything, but unknowingly, we're always doing something that we should be seeking for forgiveness. But I appreciate you and I thank you. And I am grateful for you to be supportive and listening to the broadcast. I want to give a big shout out to one of my awesome Facebook friends and also an Avon cohort of mine. And she and her husband are, I love networking with the amazing Mark. Avon community, and I transitioned from being a Mark girl to a full-fledged Avon lady back this past summer. I sold Avon successfully as a teenager, and my mother has always slathered me in Avon since the day I was born almost 46 years ago. And I've begun doing that to my niece, my little great niece. That's just a few days ago. I was like, here's now good, you know. But a big shout out to one of my awesome, and I'm talking about Okie Ricky being positive. She's always posting positive, inspiring, inspirational posts on her Facebook page. And this Shelly Lyons, a big shout out to she and her husband, Cedric and Shelly Lyons of District 1722. They're unit leaders and also founder of Single Parenting in the Kingdom. And also she and her husband are owners of the Lyons Group, LLC in Big D. So a big shout out to she and her husband because they might be new grandparents with new grandbabies, a new grandbaby this week also. So a big shout out to them and thank you for your love and support and for listening. Also, I see where we're mutual friends also with some of my longtime friends that I grew up with here in Jackson. I was telling her I've loved Dallas since I was a little kid and pretty much based in both places and looking forward. It looked like I'll be back to being back to back and forth and being in both places. At first, it was looking like I might be going to New Orleans before returning back to Dallas. I hadn't been to Dallas in a year and a half, and it looked like I might be going to New Orleans and dropping an anchor there. But I'll be returning this week, and keep me in your prayers also regarding a fun but a very productive time of networking and following up on business situations and listening to God and following God's directions also, okay? I've always loved Dallas. I have a niece also there, so I hope I get an opportunity to see my niece, who's a newlywed and expecting also. I hope I can get a chance to see her. She has a birthday this week also, so I'm sending her a happy early birthday. But you don't always get a chance to see your family. You know, I didn't get a chance to see her last time I was there. Because sometimes when family come to Jackson, don't get a chance to see each other. That's just how things work out, you know. Schedules don't come together. It's not that people don't care for each other, but people have schedules, right? And so, because I know I have a full agenda, and but I'm hoping to finally meet some friends that I network with online and listeners of the show, friends of mine in the Avon and Mark community, And I know I'm going to meet so many people at the expo, and then also reconnecting with some of my friends that I haven't seen in a long time, but then also making new friends and, you know, and pretty much chilling, just enjoying some quiet time, too, in one of my favorite cities that I love so much and embrace. I'm super excited for the return. Look, I'm talking about the Dallas, the TV show now. Dallas, the TV show. I can't wait for his return back in August, my birthday month. But my niece and I, my late sister, my niece and I both posted throwback pictures yesterday of her mother, my sister, my mom, and my sister Beverly and all, flashback pictures from back in the day. But I know my sister would be, my sister, boy, she would be going through chemotherapy and everything, but she didn't slow her down. She would take us so many places. We would go to South Fork and other tourist attractions. My sister, I mean, would be, I don't know how she would do it, and then she wouldn't show any signs of being in pain. And that's what amazes me today when I see people going, experiencing things. Even when I'm going through things, I'm thinking there are people that's going through worse than I am. I need to pull my bootstraps up and do what I have to do. Like last night I posted, I said, I got to be a big girl and handle my situations properly and professionally. You know, because sometimes we can, you know, not be the way we should be and know we should be. So, you know, I always have to stay in prayer and stay positive. And like one of my uncles said, you know, focus on doing things business-like always. You know, that's a side of me that I grew up fast, though, as a child entrepreneur. You know, when you become an entrepreneur when you're a kid, sometimes you miss out on parts of your childhood, and that's what happened with me. I have a lot of growing up to do, but when it comes to doing things, being, like, business-like, I always been like that since I was a kid, you know, like, So it's important to have that life-work balance, right, where you have fun, but you be professional, be focused on being a decent human being. I know I didn't plan on going all out talking like that, but I guess that's important, you know, in regards to the subject in maintaining and staying focused on a healthy lifestyle. You know, we talk so much about the nutrition and eating and exercise of a proper lifestyle, but then also our behavior is important, too, when it comes to maintaining a good, healthy lifestyle all year and during spring and summer months, right? So I really do thank you for your love and your support, all of you. And it's amazing because it's almost time to end the broadcast, and I want to talk more about the Small Business Expo. I'm going to go, I've been on the website sharing information, but I'm going to go to the web, to the Facebook page, because I've been loving their Facebook page, and their tweets have been amazing. And also, they're on LinkedIn, and there's a YouTube channel. You go to the YouTube channel, and you're going to see, and I have been sharing some amazing videos promoting the Small Business Expo also. So their last share on Facebook, I was seeing that they had posted this morning, it was on Friday, and they mentioned that, do you know why most small businesses do not get bank loans? And the answer is just a click away, and they direct us to visit cashfunders.com. But I was speaking of the presentation. There's going to be a presentation from an author named Jerry Roberts called The Way to Sell at 12:15 at the Dallas Expo, and that's during lunchtime. And then also, the after party, the Small Business Happy Hour after party would be at Plush Dallas, located at 14 Main Street, Dallas, Texas. And the number is 1-888-65-PLUSH. The website is plushdallas.com, and you can visit their Facebook page at Plush Dallas. Tweet them at Plush Dallas, and also on Instagram, Club Plush Dallas. So that would be the official, where the networking continues on after hours at the Small Business Expo, Friday night out and Thursday night out, Dallas Small Business Expo. So should be pretty cool. So I just reshared on my page also. should be pretty awesome. But I would like to continue on, but have about 5 more minutes and don't want to go over time. Or I might get cut off before concluding the show properly. But I thank you so much, and so much I need to talk about. There's been some news happening nationally, internationally, right here in Jackson that I need to share with you guys. A prominent Jackson area attorney passed away last night, so I must send condolences out to his family, his clients, and those of us that either knew him in person or just knew him because he's a prominent, well-known attorney. And that's he and his 10-year-old son was out last night on their four-wheeler turned over. He and his son rushed to UMC. He passed away. So sending condolences out to the family of prominent Jackson, Mississippi attorney, Precious Martin. It's important for us to be safe out there in different vehicles, ATVs, four-wheelers, motorcycles, cars. And a lot of my friends, you know, I've always wanted to get a license and a motorcycle license. But one of my neighbors, this little guy, he began driving as a very young age, and we had one of those little mini cars. And I've seen a story recently where a little girl was driving her little mini car and got a citation. But he's like 10, and he drives his ATV. But he stays on the block, but I'm always careful and cautious and watching. But he has his helmet on 99.9% of the time. We just have to be careful out there if we're passengers or if we're operating any type of vehicle, right? Even if we're riding bicycles, we have to be cautious out there. But let's always focus on safety. That's all of us, and remind one another of putting safety first. Also, we had a standoff here, too. That might be on national news. A young woman was gunned down. That's some of the news that happened here yesterday in Jackson, Mississippi. Sitting outside with friends and drive-by shooting, just gunned down a 29-year-old female. So females are not immune to this disease of violence either. We all have to be careful out there and safe. And we need to reduce the weapons on the streets also, you know. So that's a whole nother topic, right? But again, thank you for your love and support. This is Motivating Monday, so I need to keep the conversation very motivating. We'll broadcast tomorrow. I'll continue talking about All Eyes on Jackson, like certain things happen here in Mississippi and Jackson also, because this is a fun state also. And there's something else I had on the agenda, but I know last Tuesday I didn't get a chance to complete talking about All Eyes on Jackson and the history of Jackson. So that'll be an early 8 a.m. broadcast also. And Wednesday, the broadcast won't be until later in the day. And God willing, that will be happening from the Big D. And talking in preparation, you know, the discussion of it'll be matters of the heart, talking about the Small Business Expo, I guess, you know. So, and one thing, they're talking about matters of the heart, you know, there's speed dating. At the expo, there's like speed networking. And many of you probably have been to like those type of events, because they have them here also. I have not been to one where you speed, it's like speed dating, but you're networking. So I believe there's an event scheduled like that. I know there's a business card showcase going on at that event, so I'm looking forward to the event. And the icing on the cake would be if one of my favorite politicians show up, and that's the governor of the state of Texas, Rick Perry. If Rick Perry shows up, oh, my God, that would be like, you know, I mean, because anybody listening to the show knows I'm a big time supporter of Rick Perry, so I would be just like, even if I wasn't a big supporter, I would be glad to meet, you know, see him in person. But I would just be like, ah, oh, yay, Rick Perry, yay. So I hope that's the icing on the cake. I'm super excited anyway, but that would be a super icing on the cake if he makes an appearance. I haven't heard anything or seen anything, but he's definitely a proponent of entrepreneurs and small businesses and big businesses and travel. He's amazing because he's one governor who does travel to other states to get businesses to relocate and come to Texas. If they're small business or big companies, you know, move your headquarters to Texas. I think that is so cool to be like that, regardless of your political party. I think that's very cool to promote your state like that, you know. But again, thank you. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I'm looking forward to networking with you more online and also in person. So thank you, and have a blessed Motivating Monday. God bless. Shock Entertainment Reports, Motivating Monday. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you.